Dirty Heads and Train, that is Vacation at 93.9 FM WTBX. And I thought that that was just very poetic because I think that we live our lives as if we're just on vacation all the time. We love the Northland. It's just so beautiful. And this week is National Travel and Tourism Week. And even though we kind of view this area more as our home, a lot of people, they view this as just a paradise away from home. And for our economy, tourism is just extremely important. And to talk more about that, I have Megan Christensen, the executive director from Visit Grand Rapids, on the phone right now. Megan, how's it going?
It's going wonderful.
That's always good to hear. Now, this has been going on for, it looks like, is this the 39th year of this?
So it's been going on since 1983.
Wow.
It's a long time.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, can you talk to me, what is National Travel and Tourism Week all about?
So the U.S. Travel Agency has created this wonderful week to celebrate tourism and hospitality across the nation. And they do it as a way to educate people of the impact for tourism and hospitality in their own region. But it also is a way to celebrate tourism and hospitality across the nation. Here in northern Minnesota, we do live in a vacation land, and it gives us a great work-life balance, but it is a wonderful place that people love to come and vacation. And, we here in on the Iron Range in northeast Minnesota, we just like to celebrate and thank all of the people that make up our great tourism and hospitality industry.
Yeah, how many people actually work on the range for that?
So I have some numbers for you. I'll just kind of share. This is just the last numbers that we have from Deed, our 2020 numbers. And in the Northeast region, so the total region, it's $757 million is the gross sales for tourism and hospitality in northeast Minnesota, and almost 14,000 people are employed.
Wow.
The number, it's a big industry, it really is. And so St. Louis County is $436 million and employs just shy of 9,000 people. And in Itasca County, that number is about 69 million and employs just shy of 1,200 people.
I know, like, a lot of people like to reference the fact that the mines help generate a lot of our economic impact for the area, but tourism is extremely important. And I can only imagine that, I'm just looking at some numbers too about the impact of, well, COVID, not to bring that up again, but I know that that's been pretty rough on the tourism industry, but it looks like we're looking to bounce back from that because this year's theme is talking about the future.
It is. So our theme this year is the future of travel. And I feel like the future of travel is bright in northeast Minnesota. Northeast Minnesota is one of those locations that is, they have the off-the-beaten-path locations, small, rural. Those are places people are wanting to go more so now after COVID than before COVID. Large metropolitan areas are going to rebound slower than smaller communities. And so we are the location that people are seeking. And that is wonderful news for us as we will continue to see an increase in tourism and hospitality over the next several years.
And as we continue to try to rebound, what are some things that people can do to help support tourism and hospitality businesses on the range?
One is go to those businesses.
Yeah.
Go out and dine and shop at our local businesses. They really do need our support in the shoulder seasons. We all have shoulder seasons. They might be different across the range and in northeast Minnesota. We on the Iron Range are big hockey communities, and so our shoulder seasons, November through February, are full of people coming here to play hockey in our wonderful arenas. But some smaller communities that don't have arenas in them, that would be a shoulder season. And they depend on the locals to shop and dine so that they can sustain themselves throughout the entire year.
National Travel and Tourism Week is happening all this week just to spread more information about how important tourism is in the area. So I'd highly recommend that you go out and support your local businesses. I mean, any reason to go out and support local restaurants, I am all for. on the phone right now with Megan Christensen, the executive director from Visit Grand Rapids. Megan, anything else you wanted to add?
I would just like to really thank all of those that are in the tourism and hospitality industry. Without all of the industry employees, we would not have the industry that we have here. They are fabulous employees, and we are very, very fortunate to have them.
Amen to that. Megan, thank you so much for the phone call today, okay?
Thank you. You have a great day.
Yeah, you too. This is WTBX.